This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Brucham Bam. We continue in Masechta Yevamah, Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. And we're trying to elucidate the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a woman waiting for Yibam that inherits a Yerusha. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are Moideh, that she is in full possession of that Yerusha, and she could sell it, and it's valid. However, if she dies, what do you do with her Kesuva? And what do you do with her Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, which are written into the Kesuva? And what do you do with her dowry? What do you do with her Nechsei Milug, which are possessions she brings into the marriage and takes out of the marriage? So we have a difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, well, you don't know what to do with an item, you divide it. So the Yarshei Habal divide with the Yarshei Ha'av, and Beis Hillel says, no, when you don't know what to do with something, you leave it in its presumptive status, you leave it v'cheskasan. So the Ksuva, you leave in the status of the Yarshei Habal, because the husband, this is money that the husband owes. The Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, it comes into the marriage and it leaves at the same value. So this is in the husband's possession, and therefore it remains in the husband's possession. The Nechsei Milug, which were her possessions, remain in the possession of the Yarshei Ha'av. Fine. So the Gemara wanted to know, why in the Reisha do we say that she has full control? And in the Seifa, all of a sudden, we have a suffix. So the Gemara says, it's very simple. In the Reisha, she was an Arusa who fell to Yibam. And therefore, so she's Zakuk LeYibam, so she's a suffix Arusa. Even though Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Arusa does not have full control of her possessions, a suffix Arusa does, and therefore she could sell, even according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, she for sure is in full possession, because Beis Shammai is of the opinion a full-fledged Arusa has complete control of her assets. And in the Sefer is talking about a woman who was a Nesua who falls to Yibam. So since she's Zakuk, so she's only a Suffolk Nesua, what do you do with the possessions? Beis Shammai is of the opinion, if you don't know what to do, Yachloiku. Beis Hillel is of the opinion, if you don't know what to do, you leave it Bechez Kasan. Okay. So the Gemara says, Zikas Arusa Oisa Safek Arusa, Zikas Nesua Oisa Safek Nesua. Says the Gemara, Zikas Arusa Oisa Safek Arusa. The Zika of an Arusa makes a Safek Arusa. The Isaka Daitach Vadai Arusa. Because if you're going to say it makes her a Vadai Arusa, Moidim Beis Hillel, Shemaycheres v'nesenes v'kayim, would Beis Hillel agree that she could sell, she could give, and it's valid? But we know, as we mentioned, Vatan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Ksubis and Ayin Ches, Nafluloi Nechasim Mishnas Arsa, if Nechasim fell to her when she was Nesaris, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai says, Timkar, she sells. Beis Hillel says, no, Loi Timkar, she's not a seller Kharchila. But Elu Ve'elu Maidim, both of these agree, Shemachra, that if she sells V'nasen, she gave it Kayam, that it's good B'diavad. So a regular Arusa, Beis Hillel is of the opinion, cannot sell Kharchila. So clearly, in this case, the Zika could render a Suffolk Arusa and not a Vaday Arusa. Elashmamino, Zika Sarusa Oisa Safik Arusa. Fine. On the other hand, Zikas Nesua Oisa Safik Nesua, the Zika of a Nesua makes a Safik Nesua. The Isa Kedaitech Vadai Nesua, because if you're going to say that it makes a Vadai Nesua, Beishamai Oimrim Yachloiku Yorshe Habalim Yorshe Ha'av. If you're going to say that it makes her a Vadai Nesua, would Beis Shammai say the Yarshei Habal divide with the Yarshei Ha'av? But we know that the assets of a woman who is a Nesua are totally controlled by the Yarshei Habal. When assets falter, once she has nesuin, elu ve'elu moedim, both shamei and bishol agree, she machra, that if she sold it, v'nas, and she gave it, shahabal moitz miyana l'kuchais, the husband could take it away from the buyers, because any possessions that she inherits once she's a nesua are in the full domain of the husband. Elashma mina zikas nesua isa safik nesua. Therefore, it must be, we see from here, that the zika of a nesua makes and renders a safik nesua. So now the Gemara has a gevaldiga kasha. And that is the difference now between the reisha and the seifa is whether she's an arusa or a nesua. By an arusa, she's in a safik arusa is in full control, and a safik nesua is a safik control, and we have a machlekes, what do you do when there's a safik? Do you divide as Beis Shammai says, or do you leave it in chazaka as Beis Hillel says? Amar le Rabba, Rabba said to Abaye, to Ula. Rabba says to Ula, the miflagi begufa, Ula achar misa, instead of talking about her status and after her death, liflagu b'chayeha, Ula peiros. Why don't we just talk about her in her lifetime and the fruits of it? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar le Rabba le Ula, if the difference and the reason why in the Seifa she maybe has less control is because is it better to divide, then instead of disagreeing about her, instead of disagreeing about the actual karka and after her death, and the shaila is, well, what do you do if you don't know what to do with her karka? Do you divide it or do you leave it in chazaka? Liflagu b'chaya. Why don't we keep her alive? Why does the Mishnah have to kill her? Keep her alive and argue about the peiros. That regarding the peiros, according to Beis Shammai, palag yavam peiri bahada. In other words, why don't we just say, fine, the Reisha is talking about an Arusa, the Seifa is talking about an Nesua, but why does she have to die? Talk about the Peiros, that according to Beis Shammai, the Yavam should divide the Peiros with her, because she's a Suffolk Nesua, because if she was a Vade Nesua, the Baal would take a Baal Karach, and according to Beis Hillel, we're going to leave the peros becheskasa, and he doesn't get anything. Why do we have to talk about that she died? What does she have to die for? Why is the Mishnah killing her? It's a murderous Mishnah. If the shaila is, what do you do with property you don't know what to do with? So why did she have to die? The Reisha talk about an Arusa, so it's hers, and the Seifa talk about an Asua. So Beis Shammai says you divide, and Beis Hillel says keep it where it belongs. That's in her Rishus. But why does she have to die? And now we have a fight between the Yarshei Av and the Yarshei Haben. The fact that the Mishnah killed her, we see the reasoning of Beis Shammai is not because we divide it, but it must be now that she's dead. Is the reason why Beis Shammai says in the Reisha she could sell it is because there she has a stronger chazaka because she's alive. But in the Seifa where her chazaka is weak, so then Beis Shammai would say she divides it because she doesn't have a strong chazaka. Meaning the reason can't be because of dividing versus chazaka. It's not that Beis Shammai says that division is a better thing to do than chazaka, because then why did she have to die? The fact that she died, it must be we're weakening her chazaka in the seifa, and that's why you divided. But if she would have been around, then Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that it would remain in her possession. So therefore, Rabba switches things up over here. El Amar Rabba, Aydiva Aydi Dinaflik She Nesua. Both cases are talking about she fell, where the possessions fell when she was in Nesua. the zikas nesua is a suffik nesua. The zik of nesua makes a suffik nesua. And what do you do by a suffik? You leave it in chazaka. And that's why in the Reisha, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say you leave it in her reshus because chazaka. Reisha di kaima, Reisha where she's alive, havala I vadai, she's a vadai, v'inu suffik. And the husband is a suffik, because maybe she's a suffik nesua. V'in suffik moitzmi de vadai. The reasoning of the, really the Reisha is also talking about a nesua. So why does she get to keep it? Because ain't suffik moitzmi de vadai. Seifa de mesa. Seifa, she died. So now we have a suffik and a suffik. We have the Yarshe Ha'av trying to yarshin with the Yarshe Habal. And we don't know what to do, so we divide it. So the reasoning of Beis Shammai is not like we started off saying, says Rabbah, that Beis Shammai says Chaluka is the way to go. Because why did she have to die? Even if she would be alive, why don't we say Chaluka is the way to go? It must be Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that we follow Chazaka, and that's why in the Reisha where she's alive, it's hers. The Seifa, you don't follow Chazaka, is because she's dead. But basically, Beis Shammai holds, Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai. And that's the reason for the Reisha. Vrakti Gemara, Esei Abaye, Abaye asks Rabbah, really, is the reason for the Reisha where she's a Safik Nesua because ain't Safik Motsu Midei Vadai? Well, the Beis Shammai ain't Safik Motsu Midei Vadai. Does Beis Shammai taka hold ain't Safik Motsu Midei Vadai? V'hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. We're almost up to Baba Basra. Just joking. Nafal Abayis Olav. If let's say the house fell on him, v'al aviv, and on his father, Allah, v'al mayrishav, it fell on him, and someone who would cause him to inherit. So you have a guy, and he died in an avalanche, together with his father, together with his mayrish. Mayrish is someone who would bequeath over to him. V'hayu alav kisubas isha, and there was on him a debt, he owed a woman a ksuba, he was married, and he died, and if he died first, then he has no way to pay it off. But if he died second, so then he inherited his father, and he has a way to pay off the ksuba. Fahayolav ksuba sisho balchav, yorsheha av oimrim, those who inherit the father say, haben mesrish, and first the son died. So the son never inherited the father. V'yachar kach meso av. And they get the Av's estate, and the Baal Choyv can't collect anything because the father died second, and the son never inherited the father, and he had nothing to give his creditors. Ubaal Choyv Omar, the Baal Choyv says, Ho'av Meis Rishon, the father died first, V'yachar Kach Meis HaBen. And therefore we are entitled to collect from the Ben. So Beis Shammai Yomrim Yachleiku, Beis Shammai says, divide it. Beis Hillel Yomrim Nechasim Mecheskasim. Beis Hillel says, keep things in their presumptive status. Now wait a second, why would the Yarshei HaBen divide with the Yarshei HaAv? The Yarshei HaAv are Vadai on the possessions. Yarshei HaBen are a Safek. V'ahacha. Yarshei Ha'av Vadai, Ubal Choyv Safek. In other words, the Yarshei Ha'av, it's their possession, for sure. The Baal Choyv is a Safek. Maybe the father died first, but maybe not. V'ka'asi Safek, Moitzvidei Vadai. And a Safek comes and takes out a Vadai. So how could you say the rationale of Beis Shammai is in Safek, Moitzvidei Vadai? And that's why in the Reisha, even though the woman is a Safek Nesua, nevertheless, she gets to keep the property because Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Beis Shammai doesn't agree to Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Beis Shammai says when you have a Safek, Chazoke, leave it where it is. Excuse me, Yachloiku. Beishamis of the opinion, if you don't know what to do with money, you divide it. So how could you say that really the Reisha is talking about a Suffolk Nesua? And why does Beishamai say it remains in her possession? Because Ein Suffolk Motzimidei Vadai, Beishamai does not subscribe to the policy called Ein Suffolk Motzimidei Vadai. Says the Gemara, you know why the Yarshe Av and the Baal Chayv are both Sfeikos? And we don't say the Yarshe Av is a Vade and the Baal Chayv is a Suffolk? Kosavri Beishamai Shtar Ha'oimid Ligvois Kegavoy Dami. Beishamai holds a Shtar, an IOU that is primed to be collected, is like it's collected. Look at Rashi. Yorshei Ha'av, second to narrow line, Muchsakim. The Yorshei Ha'av are Muchsak, Shabon Mekach Yerusha Vados, they have a certain Yerusha, Shafil Av Meis Rishon, even if the father died first, the Nichsei Ha'ben fall before the Yorshim, because the bottom line is, whether the son died first or the father died first, the Baal Chayv is still lacking guvaino, is still lacking collection until Bezdin takes a hold of it. So regardless of what happened, the Yarshei Ha'av is Vadai. And the Yarshei Ha'ben is a Safek. Says the Gemara, no, kagavay dami. Shtar ha'oimei ligvois kagavay dami. Kolaymar, gadol koyach ha'shtar. The force of a shtar is great. U'kamoyshe mukhsik b'nechasim. When you have a IOU, it's like you're in possession of the nechasim. Just like the yarshim. So what if it's sitting in the yarshim's backyard? The fact that you have a IOU on it, and you have a lien on it, so to speak, through the shtar, that's also like a muksuk. It's kamoisha muksuk v'nechasim. Arein kamu b'makayim haben. They, the yarshe haben, stand in the place of the ben. U'muksukim v'nechasim. And they take possession of the nechasim. So it's a suffik and a suffik, and you neither has more of a chazaka than the other. If the father died first, the Baal Chayv gets in immediately. Meaning the point, the Gemara and the Havamina thought, well, Mimanav Shach, the Yarshei Ha'av are Vadai, they're Muchsak. If the Ben died first, the Av gets it. And if the Av died first, still, the Balei Choyv are not Muchsak because it has to be collected from the Yarshei Ha'ben. But now we're saying, no, if the Av died first, it doesn't have to be collected from the Yarshei Ha'ben because he has a Shtar, because the Balei Chayv have a shtar, and kala oimed ligvois kagavay dami. Says the Gemara, umina temra. How do we know Beishamai holds that shtar ha oimed ligvois kagavay dami? The Tnan, mesu balein, if their husband dies, ad shaloi shasu, cases like this. You have a husband who suspects his wife of infidelity. She's a soita. She's about to drink the waters, and the husband dies. Now, the husband dies, she collects the ksuba, but if she's a soita and she was unfaithful, she doesn't get the ksuba. So, Beishamai oimrim noilog ksubasan. Beishamai says she takes the ksuba. Beinon shoises, and she doesn't drink. Now, why does she take the ksuba? It's a suffix. The answer is, she's a muksuk. How is she a muksuk? A muksuk through her ksuba. So, she, Beis Hillel says, Oy shoy, says either she drinks, or she doesn't take the ksuba. Says Gemara, either she drinks, how could she drink? We know there's halacha, you only drink if the husband brings you to Beis Din. But a dead, I'm going to tell you a chiddush, a dead husband cannot bring his wife to Beis Din. You know why? It's right, because he's dead. Yeah, dead people can't bring their wife to Beis Din. So, since the Gemara is asking, what do you mean either she drinks or what does it mean either she drinks or she doesn't take the ksuba? She can't drink. Now, in other words, since she can't drink, she doesn't get the ksuba. In fact, the Gemara of Ha'acha over here, the Safiku. There's a suffix. Suffix, zanoi, suffix, loisnoi. She may have committed adultery, maybe not. And yet, she's being moitzi from the Yarshe Habal. The ka'asi suffix, u moitzi mide vadai. Elishma mina. How could a suffix be moitzi mide vadai? Shtar ho'i midlik voice kagave dami. So now there's a question. Very nice. She's a muchsuk, and it's not ein suffik motzi midei vadai, but how is she more of a muchsuk than the Yarshei Habal? In other words, it should be a 50-50.
Well, Rashi used the term koach hashtar. So it sounds like having a physical shtar is potentially more powerful than a legal obligation in the air.
So Michael's saying, let's read Rashi. Lav shma mina kasavri beishame shtar ho'im ilugvus kugavadami v'kivan shemes, once he died, amdu anachasam miyad v'cheskas o'isha, immediately the nachasam stand in the domain of the woman v'yarshim ka'asul afuke mina. And the inheritors come to remove from her mishum safek zana, because maybe she's mazana. Now Rashi says this is a valid proof that shtar ha'emet lugva is kagavoy dami, because if it wasn't kagavoy dami, maybe it would just say beishame holds safek is moitzi midei vadai. No, if the lamdus of beishame here is safek moitzi midei vadai, then it would be at least 50-50. You couldn't take it away from a vadai completely. The only explanation for how you could take it away from a vadai is by is because you're a muchzuk, because shtar ha'emet ligva is kagavei damai. Now the Gemara continues. Right, again, v'ha'acha de safeku, safek zanoi, safek loy zanoi, v'ka'asi safek amotz midei vadei, elashma mino, shtar ho'imi ligvos kagavai dami. So the Gemara says, v'abaye loy svei meha. The Gemara has a very interesting question. Okay, we're going to ask a very hard question. I'm going to take a poll. Anybody know, firstly, what masechta are we learning? I know you're afraid to answer because then you're going to get the next question. So, yeah, someone got right. Baba Basra, that's right. So we're learning Yevamos. What Seder is Yevamos in? We're in Nashim. The Kasha that Abaye asked, on Beishame, what do you mean Beishame in Sofek Motze Midei Vadai? We see in Baba Basra, Sofek is Motze Midei Vadai. Now, the answer that we gave for Ula, that we gave for Rabbah, is Shtar Ha'oimei Ligvois Kagavei Dami. Now, apparently, Beis Hillel did not realize Shtar Ha'oimei Ligvois Kagavei Dami. If Beis Shammai didn't realize, if Abaye didn't realize Shtar Ha'oimei Ligvois Kagavei Dami, then he could have asked a question from the Mishnah and Soita, which is in Nashim also. Here by the Mishnah and Soita, this lady, even though she may have been mezana and her husband dies, she takes the ksuba. Zaraya, suffix moisimi de vadai, shvi kasham beishamai. Oh, me, you'll answer, shtar hoi me lugus kagavidomi. Clearly, Abai didn't know Shtar HaEmid Ligbas Gamadam. So Abai didn't know Shtar HaEmid Ligbas Gamadam. What's he fishing out in Baba Basra? He should have asked the question from Saita. Once you don't know, in other words, Abai didn't realize that the way Beit Shammai holds, you could take away a possession, you could take away property that's in someone else's possession. Abai didn't realize the lumdus of Shtar HaEmid Ligbas Kagavidame. So in that case, he should have asked from Saita, which is in Seder Nashim. Why is he going to Baba Basra? Says the Gemara, Dilma Ksuba Sishashani Mishum China. Maybe I'll tell you. Abai said maybe the Ksuba case is different because maybe only over there you could be Maitzi because there's a tzad of chain. What is the tzad of chain? We know we want women to be to want to get married. See, back in our generation, the boy has the upper hand. You know, the girls all want to get married, and the boys they could be more selective, right? They're today, the boys, yadam alal yayna. Back in the day, the women, they didn't want to get married. So we had to persuade them to get married. So we had to give them a good ksuba. So we want a woman to be able to collect a ksuba. So maybe only over there, where the woman was safek mezane, then she could be goive the ksuba because of the svara of chayn. So says the Gemara, well, then Abaye, that doesn't explain the following. Why didn't Abaye ask Rabba from the Ksuba of our Mishnah? What does that mean? This is the hidden question all along. We say in the Seifa that Beis Shammai says, what do? You divide Yarshei Ha'av and Yarshei Haben. Excuse me, Yarshei Habal, Yarshei Hayavam, with Yarshei Habal and Yarshei Ha'av. That's Beis Shammai Shita. You divide it. But wait a second. That maybe makes sense for the Nechsei Milug. That's in the share of the Yarshei Ha'av. But the Ksuba is in the possession of the Baal. So why do the Yarshei Ha'av? So in terms of the Ksuba, the Baal is a Vadai. And yet, Beis Shammai presumably holds that the Yarshei Habal divided with the Yarshei Ha'av. Why would that be? It must be because Safek Moitzim Yidei Vadai. Rashi says, V'losim Miksuba De Basis, in the Omer, Beis Shammai Yachloiku. Beis Shammai says, Yachloiku. The Kosav Kedai Techashta. Right now, the Gemara thinks, the Beis Shammai Nami Aksuva Amri Yachloiku. The Gemara thinks at this stage that Beis Shammai says, even regarding the Ksuba, the her Yarshim divided with the Yarshei Habal, and the Yarshei Ha'av get half of it. Now, 1 second, the Yavim is a Vadai. And don't say it's because of Chayn, because she's dead, and there's no Svara of, you know, of giving the Yarshei Ha'isha more of an opportunity to collect the Ksuba. In other words, no woman is going to say, oh, I really want to get married. This way, if I die, my family will get the Ksuba. It's not going to do it for a woman. In other words, you tell a woman, here, marry this guy. But he looks like an elephant. He actually has a trunk. Say, no, don't worry. It's kedai to marry the elephant. You know why? Because if you die, your family will get the Ksuba. She says, no, 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 thank you. That's not going to cut it. So the svar of chayin does not apply to a ksuba of a dead lady. So why didn't Abaye ask? We see in the Mishnah, safek moitzim yidei vadai. Says the Gemara, loy pligi. You read the Mishnah wrong. When Beis Shammai says you divide it, Beis Shammai was only talking about dividing the nechsei milug. but not dividing the ksuba. It says, look around, Shiloi Pligi, Demoide Be Shamai, Shehi Becheskas Yoshi Abal. Because the ksuba, what do you mean? Kala Oime Ligvais Kagavai Damai? That's not true, so long as the husband's alive. A ksuba is a shtar, but it's not activated until the husband dies. And if she dies in his lifetime, her yarshim do not inherit the ksuba. Says the Gemara, so Bishamay doesn't argue about his ksuba. About the ksuba. Ay v'loy v'ktani, but the Mishnah says, Mesa, if she dies, mayasa b'ksuba, so what do you do with the ksuba, uv'nechasim ha'nechnasim v'yotzim ima, and with the nechse milug, and presumably, Bishamay omim yachloiku yeshabal miyoshe aves, so omim nechasim v'cheskasam, which is mashma, that Bishamay's ruling of yachloiku applies even to the ksuba. So Gemara says, you read the Mishnah wrong, hachi kamar. Mesa, if she dies, mayasa b'ksubasa, what do you do with the ksuba? And the Mishnah doesn't address the ksuba. The Mishnah then says, v'shavka, it leaves it. Nechasim ha'nechnasim ha'yoytzim ima, v'nechse milug, be'shama yoymim yachloiku, be'shama says you divide it. Yarshei habalim, yarshei ha'av, v'be'solayim nechasim ha'cheskasam. By the way, could someone help me out here? I need some help. Why does be'shamai say the yarshei ha'av, the Yarshei Habal divide the Nichsei Milug with the Yarshei Ha'av? Aren't the Yarshei Ha'av Vaday on it? They're her possessions. She's a Safik Nesua. Why don't we say in Safik Motsumi De Vaday on... Doesn't that show suffix mitzvah devadi? In other words, regarding the nechse milug, why do they divide the nechse milug? Aren't the yarshei ha'av vaday on it? Says the Gemara. Yeah, is that a good question? Or is the Gemara's, you gotta get the Cheshbon clear here. You hear the question? We're trying to say Beishamay does not hold of suffix Matzmidei Vaday. Why by the Ksuba does he say the Yarshei Ha'av take it away from the Yarshei Ha'bal? Gemara says that he doesn't. Beishamay would agree it remains in the possession of the Yarshei Ha'bal. Says Gemara, the Mishnah's mashma that in both cases Beishamay says Yachleku. No, we're not talking about the ksuba. Says the Gemara, Ravashi Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah's meduyak that we're only talking about the nechse milug and not the ksuba. Diktani Yachleku Yarshei Habalim Yarshei Ha'av. The Yarshei Habal Yarshin with the Yarshei Ha'av. That implies Yarshei Ha'av are primary. And the Yarshei Ha'bal also get a piece of the action. But if we're talking about the Ksuba, it should say the opposite. The Yarshei Ha'av inherit with the Yarshei Ha'bal, because the Yarshei Ha'bal are primary regarding the Ksuba. The Laika Tani Yarshei Ha'av and Yarshei Ha'bal, it doesn't say the Yarshei Ha'av with the Yarshei Ha'bal. Shema Mina. From here we see that we're not talking about the Ksuba, we're only talking about the Nechsei Milug. Okay, Rabbi, so I thank you everyone for joining. And everyone should have Simchas Besuras Tavos. Want to wish a big Mazel Tov to our dear friend Rabbi Michael Behar. His daughter became a Kala yesterday. Thank you, Rabbi. So Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Tiska Legala Toil Chumasim Tovim Shavi B'Shatov Matzlachas. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.